email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
John has been on. When do I find out if I'm going to the castle? I jump every time the phone rings. Well, we're going through all the entries, John, so you'll hear from us as soon as we can get to them. There's been hundreds of people who want to join us for our Christmas at the Castle show on December 9th up in Dublin Castle. Fingers crossed for you, John. And that song has made me cry, as it's so perfect. Exactly the same happened to me this year when my best friend and soul sister died. I too wasn't able to see her before she died, as she was in the UK, but I know I was so blessed to have had such an amazing friend for 35 years, and I know she's up there minding me, says Jackie. And there's a little note at the end of that letter that Stevie Nicks has put up on social media saying, I'll see you on the other side. My husband Paul's time on Spotify could be a record. It's 68,774 minutes, and believe it or not, his top song is Dominator by Armin van Buuren. Is that a dance tune? It is a dance tune. It is a dance tune. I'll have to check that out and see what it sounds like. 68,774 minutes. What's that in hours? What's that in days? I'll work that out as well. Now, seven-year-old Hunter, Hunter Halpin, has been swimming in the sea every day during the month of November. Hunter has been braving the freezing cold temperatures in Cove, all in an effort to raise money for a new sports kit for his school. His school is Gael School E. Egerty, and Hunter is in second class. His GoFundMe, Dane Splunk, or Make a Splash in English, is the fundraising page. And Hunter is on the line with his mum, Clodagh. Hello, Clodagh.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good. And hello, Hunter. You can hear me there in the background.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Now, congratulations to everybody involved here, because the Atlantic Ocean in November isn't that warm, is it, Hunter?
No.
No, it's not. So, Clodagh, who came up with this idea?
My eldest son came up with the idea that we should do something to do with swimming, and then Hunter decided he wanted to swim for a whole month, every single day.
Right.
And between all the jigs and reels, it ended up being November. Should have thought it through a bit more, but...
Yeah. And the school need sports kit.
They have old singlets for the running, and every year we've great success at it. So Hunter wanted to look the part as well. So hopefully he'll qualify now next year as well.
Right. So what was the target amount then when you set off on your fundraising efforts?
It was €600.
And where are you at now?
We're at, what are we at now, Hunter? Say it out, tell Ray.
3,860.
Wow. Well done, Hunter. Brilliant. So can I talk to Hunter for a few minutes, if you don't mind?
No bother.
Yeah. How you doing, Hunter?
Good.
Yeah, so yesterday was the last day. How did you feel about that?
I was okay with it, but I prefer to keep it going.
All right. How did your classmates react yesterday when you returned from your swim?
They gave me a hero's welcome.
Mm. Yeah.
Then I got to drink tea and eat cake. But I was the only one in my class.
You were the only one who got tea and cake in your class?
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant. You see, we deserved it. You were out swimming in the Atlantic Ocean. Were there any days where you thought, oh, maybe I won't do it today?
No.
No. Every day you went out and splashed in the water.
But I didn't just splash.
Go on. What did you do?
I was actually swimming.
Yeah. And you wore a wetsuit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think the school is going to buy now with your €3,860 that you raised?
Well, it's for the sports stuff.
Yeah.
It's mostly for the running gear.
What distance do you run? What distance do you run? Do you run yourself?
I got into it last year.
Yeah. And do you do sprints or do you do long distance?
Sprints.
Sprints, okay. I'll talk to your mum again. Well done, Hunter.
Margaret.
Yeah, slán, slán. And Clodagh, you didn't think that anybody would pay too much attention to hunters swimming during the month of November?
No, we didn't think it would take off the way it did. You know, we're a small little community school and we thought, you know, we might get a bit from the town of Cove, but it took off. And people from everywhere, people from Canada messaging us, we've people from Finland following, so it just kind of blew up there in the middle of the month, and it's the following is massive.
Yeah, and you obviously had to go in with them every day.
I obviously had to go in with them. Yeah, so I've been doing a little bit. I wouldn't go every day. I'd go kind of maybe twice a week with my friend, and Hunter had been tagging along for the last 2 years. And he loves it. He's a water baby.
Yeah, and I asked him that question, and he said, "Was there any day that you felt maybe I won't do it today?"
Oh, I had plenty of them. Yeah. He had none. I had plenty where I went, "Oh God, the rain, you know, the wind, the cold." Yeah. Nah, he'd wake up and he'd just say, "What time's the tide and what time are we swimming?" And that was it.
And there were a couple of stormy days there during November.
There was a couple, yeah. So you'd either go then on a lower tide or we'd switch beaches.
Right.
So not too bad. We got there in the end.
There are some amazing photographs of. Who takes the photographs?
That would be Hunter's dad and my husband. He's a dinger with the camera.
Oh, yeah, a dinger with the camera.
I think it helped. It probably did help the cause, to be honest.
Yeah,
Some of the shots are fantastic. Now, the boys, my kids would be well used to it.
Right.
The camera comes out wherever we go. But it definitely helped.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he is. You can tell him I agree with you. He is a dinger with the camera. And of course,
he is a dinger.
He is a good model there as well in Hunter.
He does.
Yeah, he's very,
he
very
does
photogenic.
Indeed.
Very photogenic.
And not a bit shy.
Not a bit shy about the camera. No, no kids are anymore, are they, Clodagh?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
They were brought up with a camera in their face from day
That's
one.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations, everybody. Cohorticus, well done, Hunter. Well done. And Gurmahagut. Thanks very much, Clodagh.
Gurmahagut,
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.